Chapter 30. Talkative went away. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. John 6, verse 66. That is how the Lord works. Happily, Talkative was still willing to listen to Faithful, but it was questionable how long this would continue. Now try to listen closely, Talkative. I will tell you what happens when the Lord works in your heart, and then you must honestly tell me if you know something of it. When the Lord comes into your soul, you notice it. You will know when this happens, but also other people will notice it. I will first tell you how you can know it yourself. After that, I would like to tell how other people will notice it, okay? Go ahead. Do you know how you can know it yourself? First, you feel that you have sinned terribly against God. You notice that you are completely polluted by sin. It is exactly as with a terrible disease. Your heart is completely evil. You know very well that you have deserved eternal punishment because of your sin. If you do not receive grace, that punishment will surely come. You feel that. When you see all this, a sorrow enters your heart. You feel ashamed because you have sinned so terribly. But then a miracle happens. You learn that there is still mercy to be obtained. God the Father reveals the Savior to you. That is the Lord Jesus. When you learn to know Him, then you know that only one thing is truly necessary. I must belong to Him. I must belong so close to the Lord Jesus that I live in Him and He lives in me, and that eternally. For in Him only is life. What a hunger and thirst you receive for the Lord Jesus. You cannot live without Him anymore. God knows that, for He works this in your heart. But then He also promises everything you need, and what He promises you shall certainly receive. He takes care of all the people who hunger and thirst after Him. How necessary it is to live close to that Savior. You believe that He is everything. Only then are you happy, and you will have peace in your heart. Therefore, you want to know Him more and more. You want to serve Him as you ought. Still, often you cannot believe that the Lord truly lives in your heart, especially when you meet those filthy sins in your heart again. Then you think, would it really be true that He wants to work in someone like me? It is necessary that the Lord shows you that it is His work. Only then you can calmly say, now I truly believe there is a work of grace in my heart. So now I told you how you can see if the Lord works in you. But I also want to tell you how other people can notice it. They can hear it. Sometimes you may tell that you believe in the Lord Jesus, and when you tell how you have learned to know Him, then they notice that you truly experienced it. They can also see it, for you do not only talk about the service of the Lord, you also live the way the Lord wants it. You do not want to sin anymore. You want to be holy in your heart, at home, in your family, but also everywhere. This is something you truly want. It is not because somebody else says it. You know yourself that sin is terrible. You also feel that you are awful because of sin. But you do not only think of yourself, you also want other people to live a holy life. You sometimes say that to other people who live in your house or who you meet in your life. And you do not do that only to talk about it, but because you really want everybody to live as the Lord wants them to live. Is that also your life? Well, friend, Faithful said, now you have heard how the Lord works. I first told you how you can see it for yourself, and then I told you how others can notice it. If you do not agree with me, tell me. I would like to ask something if you are okay with it. Oh no, Talkative said, I am not going against you. I will listen. Tell me, what else would you like to ask? All right, Faithful said, I want to ask you this. Is your life also the way I told you? Or do you serve God with your mouth only? Do you only talk about grace? Or do you also practice it? And is it true in your heart? If you are willing to give an answer, are you willing to be honest? Remember, if you only want to tell good things about yourself, then it is not true. You must not praise yourself, but God. Beware that you do not lie. It was quiet for a moment. Then Faithful said, you can indeed say that you are good, but what if the people who really know you must say that you lie? When Talkative heard this, he felt ashamed for a short moment. But he very quickly had an answer ready. You begin to talk about things which must be truly experienced. You talk about your conscience and about God himself. And you also say that God will punish people when they say something wrong. I really do not want to talk like that with you at all. Do not think I am going to answer such questions. I do not even have to. You are not my instructor, neither are you my judge. Why do you actually ask me these questions? Because I see that you love to talk, Faithful answered, and I do not know if you have more than only words. To be honest, I heard say that you are a man who has only words. Your life is not good, and therefore you are a liar. The Christians are ashamed of you. It is your fault that many people do not want to believe in God anymore. They hear your nice talk, but at the same time, they see that you are often drunk. Just be honest. You are full of filthy sins. You swear. You lie. You never give anything to others. And you associate with empty, bad people. And thus, you are a shame among all the people who serve God. When Talkative heard this, he became angry. You believe things which are not true. You heard something about me once, and you immediately believe it. Well, if that is how it is, I will call you a stubborn pessimist. I cannot talk with you. Goodbye. You have been honest. Then Christian walked to Faithful and said, did I not tell you that it would go like that? You could not agree with each other anyway. Do not think he will improve his life. He prefers not to listen to you. That is why he left. You must let him go now. How sad. Now it is his own fault if he will be lost. He chose to leave us himself. If he would have stayed with us, it would have turned out badly. We would not have been able to keep him with us long. He would have polluted our company. Paul said in the Bible that we must withdraw ourselves from such people. But I am glad I could say something to him, Faithful said. Who can tell? Maybe later he will think back on this. Now I know I have been honest with him, and if he must go lost, then I am free of his blood. I could not just let him go lost, could I? It is good that you talked with him so clearly, Christian said. Most people are not so faithful anymore, and because of that, many people's religion stinks. Many people have no desire to serve God anymore, and that is because of those talkative Christians. They talk, but do not live accordingly. God's people can be so grieved about that. I wish everybody was as faithful as you. Then more people would begin to seek God, and others who do not truly want to serve the Lord would leave earlier. Then they sang this song together. How talkative at first lifts up his plumes, how bravely doth he speak, how he presumes to drive down all before him. But so soon as faithful talks of heart work, like the moon, and that's past the full, into the wane he goes, and so will all but he that heart work knows. After they had sung this, they continued their journey. The way was not beautiful. It was a great wilderness, and there was nothing special here. What a good thing that these men did not have to walk alone on the way. Now they could nicely talk about everything that happened. Traveling together is always better than traveling alone. Explanation. Someone who does not truly serve the Lord does not like it when you ask him if his conversion is true. He does not like to hear about the true work of the Lord. We saw that Faithful was honest and faithful. He knew that these people had to be warned. Talkative had a soul for eternity.